and say good morning to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for a City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
Doing fine. Good morning, Joe. Beautiful morning.
It is indeed. Mother Nature is cooperating nicely for graduation ceremonies this week.
Exactly. It's a lot nicer having it outdoors than if you have to go inside.
Correct, yeah.
This time of year. We had a full stadium last night. It was really a wonderful evening. Obviously, the weather was gorgeous, but from the start to finish, the kids were terrific. The speeches by the folks from, and of course, North was last night, Quincy High's tonight. They were terrific. The band, the choir, everything about it was just excellent.
What is your sage advice to the class of 2022, Mayor?
Well, I spoke a little bit about the word love and how the world needs that right now with all that's going on in the world, across our land, across the world, across the globe. I spoke about Martin Luther King saying, you know, hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that. And Mother Teresa saying, you know, we all cannot do great things, but we can all do things with great love. So those are the themes last night and tonight. We need more of that in this world.
The Quincy College commencement was held not too long ago as well, and the governor was able to attend. Do you think that it had a special meaning for the class?
I do. I mean, the governor's story is pretty powerful, and I remember him talking about life is a team sport, you know? So pick a good team. You know, and I don't think he meant it just to be successful in a sense of making money, but really successful in life, being happy and having good friends and good people around you. That was excellent. That was a nice honor for the college to have the governor here.
Of course, this past weekend was extremely busy in the city with the band concert on Saturday, the Caddy Day ceremony on Sunday, Pride Day ceremony, the firefighters' memorials coming up this Sunday. We had the police memorial this past Sunday, so just a very, very active time of year here in the city.
It is indeed. This time of year is always crazy busy. You know, May and June are a very busy month, only to be topped by September and October usually. So it's all good. It's all good. And of course, the weather's cooperated with every one of them so far. I just hope that continues through Saturday night, Joe.
Why, Mayor? What's going on Saturday night?
I heard there's a parade maybe Saturday night.
71st annual Flag Day parade and fireworks. Is it back to a full 100% Flag Day in Quincy?
It sure is. It sure is. The flags are up along the route. I had those up for graduation as well. But yes, we got a full roster of band specialty units. It's going to be a nice night. Lieutenant Governor is going to be on as our Grand Marshal. And Marilyn Nesta is being honored with the Koch Award. She goes way back with my mom and the other ladies who did so much for young girls playing softball, bowling. And their whole goal was to build self-esteem in our young women. So I hear from a lot of folks my age and older who say what a difference it made for them coming up. You know, those are different times going back 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. Women didn't have the same opportunities as they do today, particularly in sports. So it was good stuff. And so we're happy to have Marilyn with us as the Koch Award winner. And just praying for good weather, Joe, at this point.
Looks a little iffy right now, but things could change.
Yeah, it's one thing not to have any rain, but if we have a low cloud cover, that doesn't help us with the fireworks.
Right. Is there a contingency in case?
We'll be talking about that this week with the committee. Okay. You know, I'm hopeful we can pull the whole thing off, but we'll see.
Fireworks are back at Pageant Field this year, right?
Yeah, they're going to be lit off in Blacks Creek, which is it's a nice setting. I mean, when you're up at Pageant for the program, you feel like you can touch the fireworks. They're right above you. It's really cool. And by the way, I got to thank Ian Cork because he's the one that sponsors the fireworks each year.
I was going to ask you if he was sponsoring them again this year. So I don't. It's been several years now that he's been doing this.
Yes, he stepped up for a long time. He's a great corporate citizen.
Mayor, the City Council last night did formally approve the FY 2023 budget at $372.6 million. And representing about a 7% increase, do you feel it's a responsible budget?
That's a leading question, Joe. Of course I do. Absolutely. As you know, when we went through the COVID, we had like a flat year. I mean, typically we're about a 4% increase, but Because of that, this year is a 7% kick. And I, you know, hopefully next year we'll be back to that. You know, that 4% range is what it's been traditionally, what allows us to meet our obligations. So, no, I think it's responsible. Like, there's a few increases in there. There's the more teachers and staff on the school side because our class size is thrown off a little bit, so we're addressing that. There's some additional police officer positions. Police and fire, by the time you fill positions, we never seem to be at full complement because there's always retirements of people leaving. And by the time you get somebody, you call for the list, you get them through the academy and all the background check and get them on the street, it's probably close to 18 months, Joe. So it's a long process. So we're hoping to we're bumping this a little bit so we can be at full complement, at least at that 175 to 180 range, even though the budget's about 185. There's always openings. There's always issues that pop up. So overall, I think it's a healthy budget. I really do. I think we do it well in Quincy. The schools are flourishing. Our parks are gorgeous. The library services, senior services, veteran services. You know, 911 response is very, very quick and timely with our police and fire departments. So I think it's a very responsible budget and addresses the needs and values that I think the people of Quincy share.
Two councilors did express concern about the amount of debt the city is incurring, given we might be headed for a recession in years ahead. How do you feel about that?
Now, that's, you know, it's interesting, Joe, when we're not investing back into our assets, you know, we're looking at a huge liability. And, you know, when we do invest in those liabilities, people squawk that we're spending too much money. I mean, we can't have it both ways. The reality is, you know, we're dealing with infrastructure issues that need to be addressed, whether it's seawalls, whether it's roads, whether it's schools, firehouses, police station. And quite frankly, the debt ratio popped up big because of the pension obligation bond. That, as we discussed a number of times, was huge looming unfunded liability that we've dealt with. So yes, our obligation for debt goes up, but our liability goes down. And, you know, we're looking at one more year of a pretty good bump in the budget because of the pension obligation bond. But after that, it goes fairly flat. And if we had not done anything with this pension obligation bond, then that graph would have gone up consistently at 45 to 50 degree angle, if you can picture that. So, again, this is a huge savings over time for the taxpayers by doing this. In fact, Joe, we got it just in time before the Fed started to change the rate. In fact, the city of Springfield was looking at this, and they pulled the plug last week because the interest rates had moved just enough to make it not worthwhile. Hmm. So we got it in on time. Our municipal finance team did an extraordinary job pulling this off, and I don't think people will realize the importance of this move financially for the city and its stability.
Very good. Mayor, could I ask you about a couple of purchases made with the ARPA funds? I know that information's now been made public. It has been public all along, but I had a chance to review it recently. Purchases of properties at Southern Artery and Furnacebrook Parkway, the old Verk rental place, and
right.
A traffic island, I guess, in West Center and West Street.
Yes.
What are those properties for?
Those were in addition to, as you know, the property on Southern Artery along Town River, and also the property that we purchased for future college building in Quincy Center.
Mm-hmm.
The Verk property was a tight, really ugly commercial spot. And when we're doing Southern Artery over, which is in our plans over the next couple of years, there's going to be work done at that intersection. We're going to need a little bit more real estate. It'll allow us to build out what we need for sidewalks and bike lanes, mm-hmm. and the proper width there. So we would be cheating into that property, which wouldn't leave a whole lot anyway. So we felt now is the time to grab it. We'll do a nice landscape job. By the way, it's opposite the corner of Marymount Parkway in Furnacebrook, which is a beautiful spot at Black's Creek, looking out towards the Atlantic Ocean. So it was really to help embellish that beautiful green stretch and deal with an infrastructure issue on the roads. The other one in West Quincy, that's always been kind of a tough spot. It was a house right in the middle of that island there, with a fence right out to the edge of the whole thing. So you get roads going all around it. It really was a visibility issue, a safety issue. I think everybody that ever talked about that said, how the heck did a house get built there? And it's, you know, my guess is the house was there before the roads were done.
Right, so, yeah.
We thought that would help clean that area up, open it up, and make it safer for both pedestrians as well as vehicles.
So will that be a park setting? Or just...
Yes, it'd just be a piece of open space, park setting, correct. Yep.
I see, okay. Very good. Appreciate your explanation of that. Anything else we should on this morning?
I think we covered a lot, Joe.
We did indeed, yes.
We had another good night, so we're looking forward to Quincy High's graduation tonight. I think they've got a few more kids in North. North had about 340.
Mm-hmm.
I think Quincy's in the 350 range.
Okay, yeah. And we will have it live here on QATV as well for folks to enjoy.
That's a great service. We appreciate that.
You are welcome. Good to talk to you, Mayor. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye. It's Mayor Thomas Coke, our weekly City Hall update here on AEM Quincy.